escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Jeremy White and Joe DiBiase.
Bottom of the barrel Halloween food. I'll start. I'm ready to make people mad here. Smarties?
No.
Whoa.
No.
You don't. Who needs Smarties? I'm not. You're offered a lifetime supply of Smarties. It's a silent auction. You're at a golf tournament. There's a lifetime supply of Smarties. How much would you bid for that?
I'd bid $300.
$300? You know what? I'll take $300 from you right now, and I'll give you Smarties every day. And by day six, you'll be like, I've had the previous five packs. I haven't opened them yet. I can't decide if it's crazier that you ate a Cobb salad in a movie theater or would pay $300 for a lifetime supply of Smarties.
You're listening to Jeremy and Joe on the Home of the Bills, WGR Sports Radio 550.
I have still yet to receive a single pack of Smarties, by the way. I'm expecting a truckload on Halloween. Halloween, I think, I was listening to a podcast this week of what day of the week all the holidays fall on this year. Because July 4th falling on a Friday is pretty good. I think Halloween also falls on a Friday. I'm pretty sure. I'm going to double check that real quick. If it is, would that not imply it is a Friday? That the 4th of July and Halloween would be on the same day every year?
Ooh, that's interesting.
Wouldn't that make sense?
Yeah.
I think it would.
That does, right?
Because next year, the 4th is going to be on a Saturday, right?
Right.
And I would expect that the Halloween's going to be on a Saturday next year.
Yeah.
What
do you think the most, like, what holiday do you think benefits the most from being on a Friday, ooh, Saturday sort of prime time day?
Excellent question. Because I don't think Christmas works for that.
Yeah, Christmas is its own sort. It's a week long event.
And Christmas is most people get off, you know, multiple days around Christmas. So if you get the Friday off, you feel like maybe you are punting on a day of the week you might get off on a Saturday, you know, like where opposed to if Christmas is on a Thursday, no one's working on that Friday, right?
No.
Or if you are, like, it's that everyone knows, like, yeah, mail it in today. Mail it in. It's the 26th.
I think that's the same with, like, New Year's Day as well, right? Like, that's because everyone gets New Year's Eve and New Year's Day off. I feel
not everyone gets New Year's Eve off, right?
No.
New Year's Day, yeah, New Year's Day, though, everybody gets off.
Yes. That's true.
I'm pretty sure.
So maybe that's actually better to be on a Friday then.
That New Year's Day?
Yeah.
No, that you wouldn't want on a Friday, right?
Because
I guess, why is it different, though?
Yeah.
What is it, as Josh is pointing this out, why is that different than the 4th of July or Halloween? The difference would be that the 4th of July, you're outside more, and Halloween is more at night.
Right.
That's the thing. Halloween, the activities are usually at night. Halloween party or trick-or-treating, although it usually ends by, 9?
Yeah.
And then 4th of July, you get fireworks at night. New Year's Day is just, you know, it's sleep in and recover, and you're probably going to bed early.
Right.
So I'm more ready for the next day.
Exactly.
So that one, I might be more inclined to have it in the middle of the week. Halloween and 4th of July, I think, are the two biggest ones.
I think, especially as a kid, when Halloween used to fall on, like, a Tuesday, and you're, like, for me, Halloween was always such a, you get back to school, and you're like, I got it, this sucks.
Yeah.
I'll look forward to Halloween, I guess, and the holidays. And, like, Halloween's the first sort of venture into that. And I think when it used to fall on, like, a Tuesday, and you just had to go to school on the day, and then had to go to school the next day, you were as a kid, you were like, this doesn't feel right. I don't like this. I feel like I should be off. I deserve to be off.
You're tired from the night before, and you're just like, oh, why am I here? But you do have all the candy, which is nice.
Right.
Which is going to make me more tired when I eat all of it in like a 48-hour span.
Where's Thanksgiving fall into this?
This year?
Or wait, it's always Thanksgiving. What am I saying? It's
Thanksgiving always is always a Thursday. Right.
That's true.
Which is fine.
Yeah, that's...
And good.
Yeah.
I'm fine with that. By the way, the Bills ended up not being on any of these holidays this year.
I know.
So, like, all the build-up to the schedule a couple of months ago, and you don't get any of them on one of these big holidays. So we'll keep going through the Bills schedule a little bit later today. It's Jeremy and Joe. Jeremy's off today. We'll talk about the Panthers a little bit with Kyle Bailey from down in Charlotte. That'll be at 9 o'clock. That's the Bills' Week 8 opponent. That's a game I'd expect Bills fans to fill up the building. And we'll talk with my brother Lou DiBiase at 8 o'clock about the Bills. We'll skip ahead a little bit to their late season Week 17 game against Philadelphia, Super Bowl winners, and what's happened in their offseason. So that's coming a little bit later on in the show. There's a polarizing ranking of the Bills from Bill Barnwell that we are going to have to get to in short order here, but I actually wanted to start with a little bit of hockey because I saw the news yesterday about Gavin McKenna. Gavin McKenna, who is a generational, word is overused, so whatever. He's a great prospect, number one overall pick next year, like definitively. It would be stunning, I think, if something happened in the next year where he wasn't the top guy drafted. And correct me if I'm wrong, but he did like a LeBron-style The Decision on ESPN yesterday. I'm almost surprised they aired it, ESPN. Not, maybe it's a time of the year that really works for this, where there's not really much going on other than Wimbledon, and Wimbledon being in England is done by the time you get to, you know, 6, 7, 8 o'clock at night when SportsCenter airs. So, all right, this college kid who's going to be number one overall is picking his school. He wants to do it live on SportsCenter. Okay, sure. It's July 8th. We'll give him the floor for a couple of minutes. I guess that's kind of where you fall here. So he does that, and he decides on Gavin McKenna. He's going to college. Going to be the number one overall pick. He's awesome. He's going to Penn State. And, you know, I saw all the snarky Pegula remarks on Twitter after that happened. I had a different thought about McKenna when I saw that he's going to Penn State. And it was, I really wonder if the season starts really poorly. Because Pegula has obviously big connections to Penn State, right? Alma mater and built the arena, and he's been active in that program. So what are the odds he's going to get to know Gavin McKenna in the next year or just grow to love him if he's dominant for that team? And if, you know, they're, I don't know about the rest of the team, if they're like national championship level good, but if they are, and they are winning, and he's amazing, then I think it would be easy, if you're tied to that program, to fall in love with the kid. And I had the thought yesterday of, I wonder if that starts happening, and the Sabre season gets off to a really rough start, which I don't think is impossible, if the owner or just the team in general would just be inclined to say, you know, this is going down the tube anyway. Let's just kind of punt on this season a little bit. Maybe that's when they would trade Bo Byram for a first-round pick and just stack draft pile assets. The reason I don't think that's probably realistic is because the Sabres don't have a second guy now. When they tanked 10 years ago, it was, okay, if we don't get the all-time great prospect, our consolation prize is we're still getting an amazing elite number one center. And I don't know enough about next year's draft to tell you if there's a second guy, but I haven't heard about a second guy. And I don't think you're punting on the season for just, you know, what is it, 18% of one player?
Yeah, I don't think. I think that's the allure of that 2015 season was that there were two prizes to go get, and you were guaranteed one of them if you were bad enough. And now you don't have that same guarantee of even picking second overall because of what happened in that season.
Right.
They changed the lottery rules, so now you can move around all over the board. So there's that, and then there's also just the reality of what this is here and what that would look like here. And I think
it would be a tough
that
look.
Would be catastrophic and
probably
be the end of a lot of people. It'd be the end of the rope for a lot of people, I think. If they were to make a conscious decision to say, yeah, we kind of think this is where this is going anyways, so let's nudge it along. I think any movement towards that I think people here are done and would not be able to reconcile with that, no matter how good McKenna is and no matter how good Penn State is with McKenna.
Right.
And Penn State was a really good college team last year, by the way. They were legit, and now they're adding him. They're going to be a serious, serious program next year.
Yeah, he had 129 points in 56 games in the WHL last year.
He's a witch, that kid. If you got to just look up his highlights.
At 17, by the way.
Minutes. It's incredible to watch this kid play. He's really impressive. But I just don't – I don't know what it would do to people here.
Yeah.
Even if you ended up getting them, it'd be very exciting.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
And you're not going to get them. Because
you're not going to get them.
Your odds are so low. And I think you're making the right point, too. The reason they would never lean into anything like a rebuild again, or a tank especially, is what would it do to the ticket base?
Right.
What would it do to your customers? What would it do to your fans? Well, I mean, just you couldn't, I don't want to say you couldn't survive that, but you would do, I think, serious damage to it. There are a lot of strategies that they have employed during this playoff drought that eventually you're going to circle back around to. You know, yes. Like there are certain ideologies with your team. They're kind of doing it right now.
I was
right?
just going to say, I mean, are we not seeing the big, tough, get mean thing
tough
again
to play
here?
Against? They're the second biggest team in the league right now, and they're acquiring that sort of player. And that's something they kind of did at the beginning of the drought when Lucic hit Miller and they thought they had to be tougher to play against and whatever and couldn't get bullied around. So some strategies you will circle back around to. I don't think you ever circle back around to a hardcore tank. However, if it doesn't go well in the next, it wouldn't happen quick enough to start talking about this kid, even though he's going to be a superstar the second he shows up in the NHL,
yeah,
right? Like he's going to be an 80-point player in his rookie season.
Yeah,
level
he's
good,
like Bedard, McDavid level prospect kind of guy. Like
yeah,
he's really special.
I don't think any of this happens quick enough to where he's the talking point. He's the hope. Other than you know, if the Sabres miss the playoffs and they have 7% to get him, like they have in recent years, eventually this is a rebuild again, right? Eventually it is, I hope it's not for another 3 years, 4 years, and I would have a greater hope that you just kind of eliminate that conversation by making the playoffs. But at some point, we know this. We know there is a date where Dahlin and Tage hit the ejector seat.
Yeah.
And the day they do that, I think you're in a rebuild. Even if you're not choosing to be in one, your team just will be in one automatically. Maybe you have a different GM by then. I mean, at that point.
I mean, you got to think that would
happen. I can't believe you wouldn't.
If those guys are asking out that
yeah.
The guy doing it now wouldn't be the guy gets to trade them.
That is really, like, we are a week removed from all the Sabres action, and we're going to be waiting for a Byram trade maybe forever, or at least until, you know, arbitration gets closer at the end of the month. But that is really what's on the line for them this year. It makes it feel more important than even some of these more recent seasons because now you kind of feel like there is an end date on the horizon. It's tough to know what it is. You know, like when the Dahlin thing came up last year with Paul Bissonnette, that was, I think, greatly exaggerated the extent of his meeting with Kevin Adams. But when that day happened, my thought was, okay, this was expected at some point. Maybe it's a little earlier than I would have thought, but it's actually earlier. It's later than Eichel got to this point, right? Dahlin's been on the team now longer than Eichel has.
Yeah.
So his end date is coming. I wouldn't have been stunned if it had happened at the end of last year. It didn't, and it hasn't happened now, but will it be at the end of this year? Either way, like all of that is impossible to know unless you are in the mind of Rasmus Dahlin. So, you know, it might not be this year. It could be next year. Either way, this year I feel like there's more pressure because you got to stop the train of stop that snowball effect of now this Paterka wants out, now this guy's going to want out, now this guy's, and then and suddenly it's rolling downhill and you can't stop it.
Right. This season to me feels like the most important crucial season that they've had maybe since Adams has been the GM, and it's felt maybe it has felt like that every year just because of the nature of the drought, and every year it's 13 and now it's 14, like it all grows. Yeah. So that obviously contributes, but I think all of what we're talking about here with the ticking clock on these great players that the Sabres do have, it all ramps up each and every year that you're bad again. And you only get closer to that every year that you miss and every year that you get worse. And so I think every year, if say they lose again this year and somehow those guys are able to handle another one, we'll be talking the same way next offseason. It'll just continue to ramp up and become this pressure cooker. Mm-hmm. And that probably contributes to some of those issues, and it probably contributes to some of those guys wanting out. Is like, I don't want to play under that. I don't want to have to feel that pressure of the last, you know, 15 years in this city.
Sure. Yeah.
It's a lot to weigh on you. So that can be tough. But I just, it's, this season to me is everything for that team.
Yeah.
I think if this team doesn't make it this year, like you said, you're forced into another rebuild that, you know, you're going to have a heart. Like, you're going to try and trade all those guys for current players and not do a long-term rebuild. All right.
That's going to be tough to do.
Good luck.
You're going to end up with picks and prospects in a trade like that almost always.
You're seeing how hard it is to get NHL players for a good NHL player right now in Bowen Byram.
Yeah.
And it's going to get easier if you've got four of those guys.
Right.
I don't think it's going to get easier.
I guess, am I wrong on next year's lottery odds? Because Tankathon has the first overall pick at 25.5% to pick number one overall.
Right.
Maybe there's a team that's ineligible because they changed the lottery odds or whatever. How different are the Sabres playoff odds from their odds right now of being the team that lands Gavin McKenna next year? Ooh. What would you, by percentage, what's their chance of making the playoffs right now? Gut feeling. Is it 20%? Is it 30%?
With the roster right now?
Sure. As is. Byram's on the team.
I'll go 33%, 1-in-3 chance.
Okay, 33%. I would not project they're going to finish last.
No.
So, you know, maybe it's very different then, because if you've got them at 33%, and I would probably be around the same number, you know, once you get to the 5th, 6th, 7th from the bottom, you're at 8, 7, 6%.
Yeah.
And at that point, you would say it's probably like 4-5 times more likely that they'll make the playoffs than they would land this player individually. The only reason I'm bringing him up is because I feel like reading about more of him last night and watching some of these crazy highlights and seeing the numbers he puts up, I think I want to go above and beyond. Like you mentioned Bedard. I think he's the best prospect since McDavid.
Matthews.
That trio.
He might be a more
better than Matthews?
High-level prospect than Matthews was. I mean, Matthews was incredible, and he would have been going 2 or 3 with, you know, in that McDavid-Eichel draft. He would have been battling with Eichel for that 2 spot.
Yep.
But McKenna is really, really, really special.
And he's going to Pagula's school.
Yep. And it's a great program down there. They have got it all going on.
They've
got a couple buddies that have played there that love it. And it's going to be like, we're going to have to get down there for a game or two next year to see that kid play, because it's really something.
Yeah. I see. When I drove down to see McDavid, was it a dozen times? It was 8-9 times, I think.
Yeah.
It was always knowing the team is doing this and the team wants him and is tanking to get him. And it's undeniable that he's going to be like the best player in the world. And Erie was so close, right? 90-minute drive down the 90. This Penn State, like, you know, that might be one where like I would go to one, or if they came close by, I would go to get it. But the difference would be, one, he's a little further away, and two, I don't think the Sabres are going to
make concerted efforts to.
No, I mean they could fall into it. I don't think that's impossible either. If their goaltending isn't there and the team starts to fall apart,
right.
I don't think it's possible. But I would not think they're going to be the worst team in the league.
No.
Let's go to the phones. Jerry and Kenmore's first up this morning. Morning, Jeremy or Jerry.
Yeah, we're not allowed to use the word tank anymore. It failed twice, and basically it was the way it was built. This is a league now where men play better than 18 and 20 year olds. And we built this team incorrectly. You know, look, Dylan Strom was a very high draft pick and would have been considered a bust his first 5 years in the league. The same with Sam Bennett. You know, Reinhardt's improvement, even since he's been here, you can get that generational player, but the parts around it need to be way better than we were. They couldn't be that young at all. You know, Devin Levi was a savior. And how long ago was that now? 4 years ago? It's the league is different than it used to be. You can't just immediately come in and make an impact. And, you know, we had a draft. I'm glad we drafted this 6'6" defenseman. You know, the guy that we'll see 3 years from now, and 3 years after that, he'll ask for a trade. It's just, we're built incorrectly. Stop building young. Stop talking about rebuilds. Just figure out how to get the right mix here. You haven't had the right mix here for 10 years.
Yeah. Thanks, Jerry, for the call. That right there, I think, is why this year is so important. Because I think a lot of that is right. And if their season goes poorly, you're going to be forced back into it. You're going to be forced back into, oh, you got to get more young pieces. Because guess what? Your good veterans are going to want out. Eventually. I think that's what makes the season so critical. So anyways, there's some Sabres at the beginning of the show. Got a lot of football to get to today. There was a Bill Barnwell ranking about the Bills' skill position group that I think could get people a little bit fired up. Some quarterback rankings. It is definitely ranking season around the NFL, as we are just a couple of weeks away from training camp. I watched episode one of the quarterback documentary on Netflix with Joe Burrow, Jared Goff, and Kirk Cousins. And there is a level of honesty in that series that I want to touch on later, because I wonder if the Bills on Hard Knocks are going to have that same level of, you know, authentic, you know, conversations, mic'd up moments behind the scenes. Because if we get that, I think people are going to love Bill's Hard Knocks. It's going to be very different than the Embedded series that, or Beyond, you know, Blue and Red, whatever that they put out. So we'll see. I want to get to that a little bit too. But on these rankings that Bill Barnwell put out about the Bills and all the other teams in the league at skill position, if you didn't see it, stay tuned. 803-0550 is the phone number. Jeremy's off today. We got my brother Lou DiBiase locked on Eagles as we go through the Bills' opponents this year, this week. He'll join at 8. And I've got Kyle Bailey coming up at 9 o'clock on the Panthers, which I think will be one of the most hotly attended Bills road games of the year. Stay tuned. Joe DiBiase, Owen Parker, Josh Schmidt. We're all hanging out on a Wednesday here on WGR.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.